Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The early word we had on House Majority Whip Steve Scalise after yesterday's shooting was that he was in stable condition and had spoken to his wife before surgery. That may have downplayed reality as Scalise suffered significant internal damage and massive bleeding.
Steve Scalise is in very tough shape. President Trump tweeted asking for prayers after he and the First Lady visited the hospital where the Louisiana congressman is being treated. Aides say they brought flowers and spoke with Scalise's family, as well as Officer Crystal Greiner, one of the Capitol Police wounded in a shootout with James Hodgkinson.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. The shootings in Alexandria have reopened the question as to whether more security is needed for members of Congress when they're not on Capitol Hill. Virginia GOP Congressman Dave Brat told WMAL's Larry O'Connor it takes a lot of work for him to make a public appearance as it is.
Sheriff's, police, first responders, fire have had major events. And yeah, we do serious homework. And this just ups the ante where we have to do even more legwork.
But every day, another Virginia member, Democrat Don Beyer, says that's too much.
When there's a lot of members around, again, that makes sense. But certainly we don't want to do it just routinely for people in their everyday lives.
Another case involving a man and an assault rival is back in the news. New information this morning about that man who walked into a D.C. pizza restaurant intent on investigating internet rumors in the Pizzagate case.
In a recording from Edgar Madison Welsh's cell phone obtained by the Associated Press, Welsh says he can't let his daughters grow up in a world so corrupted by evil, quote, without at least standing up for you, for other children just like you, end quote. He also wrote a letter of apology to the judge. Welsh pleaded guilty to the incident at Comet Ping Pong. His attorney is asking for a one-year sentence, but prosecutors want him to spend 4 years in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for next week. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two men have been arrested for their roles in a fight that broke out between protesters outside the Turkish ambassador's residence and members of Turkey's presidential security detail last month. The fight happened just after Turkish President Erdogan had completed a visit with President Trump at the White House. Charges against a dozen more Turkish security agents will be announced this morning. A wrong-way driver led two Maryland State Police troopers on a chase up northbound Route 4 in Prince George's County overnight, and the chase led to both troopers ending up in the hospital when one of them rear-ended the other. The wrong-way driver was eventually stopped by another officer and charged with DUI. The injured troopers are expected to recover. A day after losing a tough primary race for governor of Virginia, Corey Stewart says he's taking a break from campaigning.
Hey, if I said I was going to run for another office, my wife would clobber me. I mean, really.
The Prince William County Board Chairman tells WMAL's Larry O'Connor.
I've been campaigning for 5.5 of the last 7 years. I'm going to take a little bit of a breather, but I'm not out of it. I am a fighter. I love to fight.
Stewart said his next race may be for Senate against incumbent Democrat Tim Kaine next year. Stewart says he'll vote for the guy who beat him in the governor's race, Ed Gillespie, but will not endorse him unless Gillespie shows he's willing to fight for Stewart's conservative base. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,374, the NASDAQ at 6,194. In sports, the Nats get blown out by the Braves, and the Orioles snap their 6-game losing streak with a win over the White Sox. WMAL News Time is 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay, let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
WMAL. The Big Screen Store's Smart Summer Savings Time. Get a giant Samsung 65-inch smart TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung? Now that's a great price.
That's right, and it's yours for just $8.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a Samsung 65-inch smart TV is just $8.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com. Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, long haul continues, but the crash finally cleared in Aquia. Northbound 95 at 610. Remnants of the incident to the shoulder, but delays are back from 17 Falmouth. It has been a long morning there. Beyond, you have a little bit of stop and go still with us across the Occoquan. And now as we merge onto the Beltway through Annandale, slowing in the north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Route 7 coming eastbound, inbound 7 as you approach Ashburn Village Boulevard. You'll see that crash to the shoulder, but we still definitely have some lingering delays there. South of New York Avenue in town, North Capitol Street at K Street. Watch for delays each direction from the incident. On the George Washington Parkway, south near the overlooks and down toward the bridges, heavy northbound, heavy to get toward the exit for Spout Run. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We hit the 90s yesterday. It looks like we'll fall short for today. Sun and clouds mixed, a slight chance for scattered shower or two this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm Meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel WMAL.
Right now it's 71 in Centerville, 68 in Olney, 72 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. The Washington Post reports Special Counsel Robert Mueller is now investigating the president directly for possible obstruction of justice. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us later this hour at 8:35 will be George Lyon to discuss carrying permits for members of Congress. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
There were multiple gunshots, and it continued for a long period of time, and finally, there was some return fire, thank God, from the Capitol Police, who were there guarding our majority whip. He has security with him. Two of our great Capitol Police folks were injured, saving our lives, because we were sitting ducks.
That was Congressman Chuck Fleischman talking about their situation yesterday and the fact that Capitol Police saved their lives. Joining us now, Dan Bongino, former Secret Service agent, heard regularly on WMAL, and a good guy to talk about the security arrangements yesterday. Dan, I was very struck by the fact that those congressmen, of course, expressed such sincere gratitude for just being able to look up and see the good guys firing back yesterday in that scary situation.
Yeah, and I think it'll surprise a lot of people in the general public who, one, they think the Secret Service protects members of Congress. They don't. It's U.S. Capitol Police. But secondly, they only protect the leadership. These guys, the members of Congress, the rank-and-file members, do not have security details. They don't even have what we would call in the security field door-to-door protection, many of them, meaning they pick them up in the morning and drop them off. They're out there on their own doing their own thing, and you know, I don't think anybody's suggesting that we provide full 24-hour coverage to, you know, 535 members of the House and Senate. But I think after yesterday's incident, we certainly have to look at reevaluating how we do this. Maybe a incorporation of some local police officers when they go back to the district. But yesterday was a tragically eye-opening event.
It did expose some interesting security imbalances in the way that we handle VIPs in the United States. I know that, like for instance, military generals will often travel with armed aides. You've got members of Congress who are heavily protected inside the Capitol building, but obviously have no protection unless they're like a member of leadership outside of that building. As you're staring at this, what do you think are some of the possible security solutions to protecting, say, your average member of Congress?
Yeah, it's tough because, you know, when I was in the Secret Service, there's an obvious advantage. Our plate of protectees is really small. It's the president, the vice president. The only time the Secret Service really gets busy with an increased protectee load is during the United Nations General Assembly, because we protect foreign heads of state, and those foreign heads of state will come in and during the UN, and it'll cause a bit of a headache for them, you know, protectee-wise. But with Congress, you have 535 members. I mean, to get a 24-hour security detail on all of them would just be, it's not logistically possible, at least at this point. The best solution going forward, and I'm sure the Capitol Police is already working on this now, is to, you know, these guys are not in D.C. all the time. They split their time about 50-50 between their districts and D.C. is to pick up local sheriffs, you know, NYPD when they're in New York, D.C. Metro, and use those in-place assets already to maybe help secure these guys when they're in town, especially when they have a heightened threat level. I mean, some of them have gotten actual death threats, and there's really no excuse in a civilized constitutional republic to allow that kind of stuff to happen to elected political folks, and regardless of their political ideology. It's unacceptable.
Representative Barry Loudermilk is proposing to allow members who are allowed to conceal carry in their home state to be able then to also carry in the district. Would that be something acceptable?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, Mary. I mean, when I ran for Congress in Maryland, it was the election night, we thought we won the race. It wasn't until about 4 days later, when they started counting the absentees, we figured out we'd lost. And it was during that period where I remember having this conversation with my wife, where I said, man, you know, thank God I've got this Secret Service FLEOSA carry permit where I can still carry my weapon. And it, yeah, you know, maybe not in the Capitol, but around D.C. And I thought to myself, gosh, these guys don't have any protection at all. They can't carry weapons. That's insane. I think it's a good idea. I wish that idea, however, was applicable to every other citizen as well. I mean, Barry Loudermilk's a really good guy, and I'm not trying to impugn his motives, but I just wish everybody had the ability, if you're a law-abiding citizen, to actually protect yourself, not just members of Congress.
I was just going to say, as a follow-up, that is exactly my problem with this. Now they know, I mean, it's terrible, but this is how the rest of us feel. And to have what is considered a protected class, because they're more valuable than everyone else, to me, flies in the face of the Constitution that says we're all equal under the law.
Yeah, no, I agree. And Loudermilk's a big Second Amendment defender. I know that for a fact. And I'll take what we can get if we can get it done incrementally. But I'd like to see national reciprocity where if you're a resident of the state of Florida like I am now, and I have a concealed carry permit, that my constitutional rights don't evaporate when I drive to Georgia or back to visit friends in Maryland. I mean, no one says to you in Maryland, if a state trooper pulls you over, hey, that's a Florida driver's license, you have no right to drive up here. And that's not even in the Constitution. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say, you know, the right to free speech and to drive anywhere. But that's not, you know, that right's protected, but your right to protect yourself isn't. It's absurd.
Okay, I want to ask you, Dan, about the Capitol Police response yesterday. There were two officers there who engaged the shooter. And I saw some reports that the Capitol Police officers actually sort of stepped out and were trying to draw the fire away from the congressmen, many of whom were huddled inside of the first base line dugout. Do you have any sense, first of all, of what tactics they may have actually employed yesterday and how that would transpire over a situation like that?
Yeah, I have no doubt that they resorted to their training in this. And I've tried to make this point to people over and over, having been with the Secret Service, but thankfully, having never been in a gunfight. These guys and women who were involved in this yesterday, the bravery was in when they agreed to do this job in the beginning, because they understood the minute they raised their right hand and swore in that this moment could happen, and tragically did yesterday. And they trained for another. We had a line in the Secret Service called get big. Learn how to get big. In other words, when gunshots are coming down range at, you know, 1,500 feet per second, everybody, thankfully, is going to duck, and you should. But that's not what these guys and women did yesterday. And that's not what the Secret Service is trained to do. They're trained to get big, not small. You know, everybody's ducking behind a fire hydrant in a car. These guys are running out from the car and re-engaging the shooter. And that's why I say, like, yesterday was unbelievably heroic. But the real heroism there is when they signed up for the job. Because everyone who signs up for this line of work is agreeing to do something like that and to get big when everyone else is getting small.
Yeah, it was just amazing to see what they did. Now, where do we go from here, I guess, is the question. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday was one of those seminal moments that kind of changes, you know, everything. And I'm not one for hyperbole or exaggeration for effect, but I mean, listen, we're in a really hot and different political climate. They didn't like Reagan, they didn't like Bush, you know, we didn't like Obama, but I just have never seen anything like this where the hate is so deep and penetrating that people feel the need to, you know, try to engage in a shooting gallery on a congressional baseball field. You know, we've got to dial it down. The temperature's got to be dialed down, and I'm not immune to this, guys. I mean, I'm on Twitter all the time. You know, I follow some of you. I get into it all the time.
And some of us follow you.
It's got to stop. Yeah, the violent stuff's got to stop. I mean, people on both sides, and I think this is more a problem on the left, and I say that with no reservations, but people on both sides need to say, hey, listen, hot political arguments, good to go. Hot personal violent arguments, not good to go under any circumstances. That's got to stop.
All right. Absolutely. Dan Bongino bringing some clarity on the security situation and some ideas on how we can protect members of Congress. Dan, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. See you.
8:15 now on WMAL.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn. Deja vu. Here we go on Georgia Avenue, just north of the Beltway. Problems at the intersection at Georgia Avenue, Forest Glen Road. Lights are on flash again. So that intersection, boy, definitely a mess. So coming out of Wheaton, extra pressure just to get through that intersection. For 270, we've had the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown again into Rockville. Now, as you come down toward the split for the 270 spur and get to the Beltway, as we have a report of an incident. So keep alert through that stretch. No problems reported right now, Virginia Beltway. We have pockets of delays on to 95 north at 610 Aquia. Longstanding crash to the shoulder. Looks like some of the lanes reopening on North Capitol Street at K Street, the scene of the earlier crash, which is south of New York Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight chance of a scattered shower. High near 85. Tonight, partly cloudy. Late night showers or thunderstorms, low near 70. Tomorrow, we start off with clouds, followed by isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. High of 87. Saturday and Sunday, few thunderstorms possible both days. Highs in the upper 80s on Saturday and highs in the low 90s on Sunday. Currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:16 on WMAL.
The Wine Outlet is your neighborhood destination for the best prices, service, and selection of wine and craft beers. Offering tastings every Friday and Saturday at their locations in Vienna, McLean, and now Great Falls. Visit wine-outlet.com. The Wine Outlet. Big box prices, small store service.
All right, so you remember, Mary, a couple weeks ago, we had the Turkish embassy fight where supporters of President Erdogan got into it with a bunch of people outside this embassy. And there was a huge fight that took place. And audio analysis suggested that Erdogan actually invoked the fighting and had his own guards be involved in beating down protesters. It was a shocking image that rocked the United States. And a lot of people have been wondering, you know, what's going to happen? Is diplomatic immunity really enough to protect any of these guys from prosecution? Well, we have some news now on that. The Daily Caller breaking yesterday that two Turkish Americans have been arrested by the U.S. Marshals. Two Turkish Americans accused of attacking U.S. demonstrators outside the Turkish embassy in Washington, D.C. during President Erdogan's visit last month were arrested Wednesday. Additionally, we found out late yesterday, thanks to the Associated Press, that D.C. police are announcing charges against 12 Turkish security agents related to the brawl. Seven of the agents will be charged with felonies, while the other five will be charged with misdemeanors. And Mary, you know, I think back to the video of these guys beating down these protesters. It was vicious. And it did not look like anything that we see in the United States. It looked like they had brought Turkey to the United States, kicking protesters in the head as they lay on the ground, covering up in the fetal position, trying to protect themselves. Just brutal, vicious assaults on protesters, something you normally don't see in the United States.
Well, this was, according to the Daily Caller, a large group of Erdogan supporters, but also bodyguards. And there were police officers between this small group of protesters and the other side of the street where these supporters were. And those supporters and bodyguards just crossed right through the police and just started beating these protesters. Some of these Erdogan supporters, bodyguards were armed, and they just beat the stuffings out of these protesters who, in this country, as you said, we have the right to peaceful protest. Apparently, we have the right to also some other protests, but we have the right to peaceful assembly in a protest, which when you see them getting beaten down, you're absolutely right. It was like all of a sudden, we're like, what country are we in?
Totally. Said the State Department weighed in yesterday in a statement to the Daily Caller. Now that charges have been filed, the department will weigh additional actions for the named individuals as appropriate under relevant laws and regulations. Any further steps will be responsible and proportional to the charges. These men, you know, one of them, this guy, Eyüp İlıdırım, is a 50-year-old construction company owner from New Jersey. And he's a Turkish-American, and he faces charges of assault with significant bodily injury and aggravated assault. And then, meanwhile, the other guy, Sinan Narin, from Virginia, faces an aggravated assault charge. So it's nice to see this thing moving, because there have been a lot of question marks since then. I remember in the immediate aftermath of this fight, there was some question of, well, do all these guys have diplomatic immunity? Like, what's going to happen? And especially with the audio analysis of President Erdogan seeming to give the order. This is that just seems like totally reckless, and the idea that they could act with impunity nauseated, I think, a lot of reasonable viewers.
Servet Erkan was identified as one of Erdogan's bodyguards who took part in this, and audio analysis of the recordings revealed that voices can be heard shouting phrases like "Servet says dive in" or "Servet says attack." So where did he get that order from? To go out and attack. And I think apparently Erdogan forgot where he was.
Servet is leaning into Erdogan's vehicle in that video and talking to him before he turns to the rest of the assembled like bodyguards and says, "Attack, attack." And that's when you begin to hear things. So this is nuts. And I'm so glad to see some arrests finally take place, charges, and the American law enforcement beginning to respond to this to the extent that they can.
Well, they're saying that, again, the Daily Caller is saying that Erdogan's personal bodyguards and embassy security detail are likely protected by diplomatic immunity. But they say that the Turks could be punished in other ways through diplomatic channels.
Right. So the State Department's still on top of this. And and on that end, the extent to which the State Department can actually handle a diplomatic crisis, they're working on it. But they said that they're grateful.
It's ridiculous.
They thank the Department of Justice and the investigative agencies for their diligence. 8:22 now.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here. If you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to advance their left-wing agenda, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to mrcsticker.com right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is mrcsticker.com, and the bumper sticker is free. mrcsticker.com for your free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say, that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
It's 8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Finally, still giving you better news as far as the incident on 95, but still big delays. North on 95 at 610 Aquia, everything out of the travel lanes, but we're going to have this late delay here trying to push through Stafford. Route 1, you picked up some of the bailout traffic. Then beyond, everyone, you're in good shape. Beyond through Woodbridge, that's cleared out and just about done. In Newington, it's right as you leave Springfield, you're slow onto 395 and the Interloop and through Annandale. Route 7, better news, you're moving much better through Ashburn, eastbound 7, Ashburn Village Boulevard. That crash has been cleared. 50, this has been a tough go this morning. I'm still looking at big delays on Arlington Boulevard passing South Glebe Road. We had a report of an incident there earlier. Crews tell me they're not working anything, but I'm suspicious because it keeps getting heavier. We'll take you around the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, slow. And just north of the Beltway, Georgia Avenue, Forest Glen Road, those lights malfunctioning again. Treat as a four-way stop. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We hit the 90s yesterday. It looks like we'll fall short for today. Sun and clouds mixed. A slight chance for a scattered shower or two this afternoon, our high near 85. I'm Heath Rutsch, Todd Bork, for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 826 on WMAL. Oh, it's drag queen time. I love me a good drag queen. I do. But they should be adults.
Who's ever said that out loud?
Lots of people have said it out loud. They're fun. But they have to be adults. Not 8 years old.
Oh.
Nemis Quinn Melancon Golden, a.k.a. Lactatia.
What?
Is a drag queen up in the snowy north in Canada. And Lactatia is big. There's a whole article on Lactatia and video in The Advocate. Lactatia's up in Montreal. And I'm going to let Lactatia explain to you how he got into the whole drag scene at the age of 7.
All right, let's hear it.
I've been getting into drag since I was like 7.
Okay.
But literally, I've been wearing like dresses and being into girl stuff since
he's
I was like three.
And where does the name come from?
Well, my sister made it up, and we all thought that was really funny.
And then you kept it.
Yeah, I kept it.
That's now, wonderful. Maybe we can get this up on the WMAL page on WMAL.com on the morning show page, because you have to watch the video because you got to see this guy. He's 8 years old, big hoop earrings, the fake nails, the whole nine yards. And I'm going to leave you here. Go check it out, WMAL.com. We'll have Michael put it up. Very quickly, if we just do 28, we'll leave you with these words.
I think that anyone can do what they want in life. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. If you want to be a drag queen and your parents don't let you, you need new parents.
Oh my.
If you want to be a drag queen and your friends don't let you, you need new friends.
I think I'm lactation intolerant. I'm sorry.
828 on WMAL.
Last week, at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, a group of experts assembled for the largest pediatric palliative care symposium ever held in the U.S. Over 325 healthcare providers from around the world, all with a deep interest and knowledge in the care and treatment of children with serious illness, hoped to learn from one another. Dr. Justin Baker, chief of St. Jude Quality of Life and Palliative Care, spoke about the symposium they hosted.
One of the most helpful functions of the event was the incredible networking and sharing of ideas. Additionally, we used a form of role-playing that we conducted with actual bereaved parents of children. They played the role of parents receiving bad news, while doctors and other healthcare providers played the role of the physician and the team delivering the difficult news. As healthcare providers, this exercise allowed us to hear how we could better communicate and explain extreme conditions while delivering bad news. It was a powerful exercise.
At St. Jude, the palliative care emphasis is on the quality of life for the patient, making every day the best it can possibly be, which improves their outlook and can also improve survival rates of these young patients. For more, visit stjude.org.
This is your first fish.
I got one.
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day sale. Join us for our Power Sports open house on June 17th and 18th. Save 20% on select brand name knives and tools. And earn $25 in Cabela's Bucks when you spend $150 or more in store. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale. In store and online at Cabela's.com.
Coming up on WMAL, George Lyon will be joining us. He has been very active in the D.C. area. He was a plaintiff in the Palmer case, which compelled D.C. to begin issuing carry permits. He'll be joining us to talk about how difficult it might be for some of those congressmen and women to actually get permits to carry in the district. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. President Trump is weighing in this morning on a new Washington Post report that claims he is now being investigated by Special Counsel Robert Mueller for possible obstruction of justice during the course of events that led to the firing of FBI Director James Comey. In a tweet, the president says, quote, "You are witnessing the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people." The president did not specify who the very bad and conflicted people are. This news comes on the heels of a 97-2 Senate vote by the Senate to impose new sanctions on Russia and to prevent the Trump administration from lifting them. Russian President Vladimir Putin said today those sanctions have only made his nation stronger, and the action is evidence of a continuing internal political struggle in the U.S. President Trump and the First Lady Melania Trump spent time with the family of House Majority Whip Steve Scalise last night at Washington Hospital Center, where Scalise remains in critical condition. His injuries more severe than perhaps anyone originally realized.
The bullet traveled across his pelvis, that it fractured bones, injured internal organs, and caused severe bleeding. He was transported to this facility in shock, they say. He had one immediate surgery, then another procedure to stop the bleeding. He has received multiple units of blood transfusion, and he is going to require additional surgeries.
Correspondent Brian Todd. Scalise and other Republicans were practicing for tonight's congressional baseball game at Nats Park, an event which raises significant money for local charities and which will go on as scheduled.
This has reminded everybody that we're on the same team. We have different ways of governing and different philosophical ideas, but we all love our country. We all want good things to happen.
Virginia Congressman Don Beyer, the gates open at 7:30 with a 7:05 first pitch tonight. Before they play, members of Congress will try to get in a regular day of work. Votes were canceled in the House after yesterday's shootings. They will take place today. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 21,374, the NASDAQ at 61.94. In sports, the Nats get blown out by the Braves and the Orioles beat the White Sox, snapping a six-game losing streak. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have your golf buddies been asking where you've been? Are you missing your Saturday tee time? What if you could play and walk 18 holes without nagging back pain? What if you could fully swing your driver again and follow through? What if you could feel better and take a few strokes off your game? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sana Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect. Using revolutionary ultrasonic technology, Sana Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sana Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SanaSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. SanaSpineSurgery.com. Get your game back.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat-blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair works guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free. Putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Summer is here, Safeway shoppers. Time to hit the road. Fuel your trip when you shop at Safeway and save on gas at Sunoco and select partner locations. Now through June 29th, earn up to 4x gas rewards points on grocery items. You can redeem your rewards for up to 20 cents off per gallon at Sunoco and participating partner locations. Maximum gas rewards at Sunoco and at select partner locations is 20 cents off per gallon in a single fill-up, up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscape yard. On sale now, get 3 bags of shredded hardwood mulch for just $10. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
To the Wilson Bridge out of Maryland, your delay's beginning before St. Barnabas Road, but that volume takes you in through to Alexandria. Across the bridge, reported accident there along the way. Now let's get you Maryland 97. It has been a tough go. If you're coming off of 50 out of Parole, northbound 97 jammed, southbound off of 32, absolutely solid. The crash on 97 happened in the southbound direction prior to Hopkins Road. Looks like they're trying to get everything to the shoulder, but still a lot of activity and a lot of delays, so plan for that. Planning for the ride on 270, not so bad through Urbana and Hyattstown, just below speed. Again, heavy in Rockville. Intersection of George Avenue, Forest Glen Road. Again, problems with the lights at that intersection, flashing at last check. Please treat as a four-way stop. Virginia, better 7. Eastbound Route 7 as you come up to Ashburn Village Boulevard. Accident gone. Delays just about cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see sun and clouds mixed for today. A bit on the humid side. A slight chance for scattered shower twos, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, it's 72 in Centerville, 70 in Greenbelt, 73 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
You look at the vulnerability. I can assure you from this day forward, I have a carry permit. You know, I will be carrying when I'm out and about, which I have to tell you I have not been, even though I have a carry permit at home.
You wouldn't carry prior to this event, is that what you're saying?
Oh, on a rare occasion, you know, I'd have my gun in the glove box or something, but it's going to be in my pocket from this day forward.
It is 8:37. That was Representative Chris Collins saying that he's going to carry now in public when he is at public events from this moving forward. Joining us right now to talk about that, about possibly allowing reciprocity for our congressmen. If they can carry in the state in which they live, they can carry in the district. George Lyon, he was a plaintiff in the Palmer case, which compelled D.C. to begin issuing carry permits. He is also a firearms instructor and knows the training required for new permits and for carry. George Lyon, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So you heard what Representative Chris Collins had to say. We also have Representative Loudermilk, Barry Loudermilk, proposing that members who are allowed to conceal carry a weapon in their home state would be able to do so in the district. How realistic is that?
Well, let me first say that the first rule of a gunfight is have a gun. If you don't have a gun, the chances of being killed in an active killer situation are quite substantial. When private citizens stop an active killer situation, 2.33 average victims. When police stop it, it's 14.29. With respect to the realism, I'm all for members of Congress having the right to carry in the district. I think they should pass legislation to allow that. But I also think that it's important that their staff have the right to carry a firearm as well in the district. And I think that bystanders to any possible active killing situation should likewise have it. So I think there should be reciprocity not only for congressmen, but for everybody else.
Yeah, as I look at this, I think to myself, people are talking about, should we get more Capitol Police officers? I just don't think the added expense is even necessary. If you can get at least one or two competent aides, trained in a gun safety course, teach them how to shoot, and be able to arm them so that they can be in situations either back home in their district or here in the District of Columbia, I think that would go a long way towards giving some protection to members of Congress that we now realize that they definitely need.
Well, it's obvious that the Capitol Police can't be everywhere. They were only in Alexandria because they were on the security detail for the member who was shot. If he hadn't have been there, what do you think would have happened? There would have been untold carnage. He was armed with a very effective rifle, an AK-47, and a handgun, and there was nobody who was available to put up opposing force against him because they were all headed back to the District of Columbia after the practice.
Right, and you wouldn't be able to take those weapons with you into the district. With the election of President Trump, a lot of us had high hopes, and still do. He can't do everything at once. High hopes of easing of these restrictions of carry and reciprocity and things like that. Also, he also vowed to allow military members to carry on base. Have we seen anything? Because that, to most people, seems ridiculous. You're a military member. You can't carry on base. Are we seeing an easing of that restriction?
We have seen some easing of that. That is, the regulations, I believe, now allow the local commanders to authorize carry. And some of them have, some of them haven't. If I had my druthers, I think the rule should be carry unless there's some good reason not to.
Well, you would think that they are the most trained in how to use a weapon. So you think of anyone who would be qualified to carry, it would be a member of our military. So I'm glad to hear that we have made a step in that direction.
George, you mentioned that he had an AK-47. I don't think he did. I didn't see any reports that he had an AK, that it was some sort of hunting rifle.
Well, the reports I heard were an AK, but a hunting rifle actually is even more powerful than an AK.
Right.
It may not hold as many rounds, but those rounds are much more powerful.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify on that subject. What do you make of the ability? The big issue that we constantly bring up is like members of Congress shouldn't be a protected class of people. What are your hopes for Americans in general being able to get national reciprocity for concealed carry?
Well, I would hope that Congress would have its own self-interest and understand at the same point that they're not a privileged class and adopt reciprocity for everyone.
Well, that's what we would hope, but I don't know how realistic that is. I think that we have a group of people in Washington, D.C. who really do think that they are a protected class, that do believe that the law, there are plenty of situations where they exempt themselves from their own laws.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised at all to see this be just for the privileged class. And then, oh, we'll get to the rest of you later, and it's never going to happen.
Well, that's certainly possible. I think if the vote were today in the House of Representatives, national reciprocity would pass. The problem is getting 60 votes in the Senate. And while I think almost all Republicans in the Senate would support nationwide reciprocity, I think you've got problems with a lot of the Democrats.
Yep.
They believe guns are evil. But the fact is that a gun is simply a tool. You wouldn't propose to prohibit people from driving a car because of drunk drivers.
The good point. Donald Trump, by the way, himself is a permit holder, and he's for national reciprocity. So let's see if we can get some traction on that in the years to come.
George Lyon, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
All right, it's been a pleasure.
It is 8:44 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm. Part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
What's rich in protein, has no fat or cholesterol, and half the calories of whole eggs? All whites, 100% real liquid egg whites, that's what. Energy for every day, great in omelets or your favorite recipes. Look for the green All Whites carton in most major grocers.
This summer, experience the Open Road in America's luxury brand. With all the style, performance, and perfection you can only get from Lincoln. And Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Make a lifetime of summer memories in your new Ted Britt Lincoln. Customized from the paint to leather with Lincoln Black Label. And protected by Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
8:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Metro Rail, just a reminder, you need extra time. Orange and Blue Line commuters this morning, they've been dealing with a switch problem outside of Stadium Armory all morning rush hour, so those delays continue. Also, it's the last morning rush hour of Safe Track Surge number 15 that ends this evening, where you get your 5 Orange Line stations reopened, which have been closed for quite a while. Out to the roads we go. Problems with the signal lights yet once again, so coming out of Wheaton on Georgia Avenue southbound, big delays heading down to the intersection at Forest Glen Road. If you're coming southbound, that's prior to the Beltway. Everybody be careful through that intersection. I know it's frustrating. On southbound 95 out of Calverton, heavy to join the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. Maryland 97, this has been a tough go. Still with the accident cleanup. Southbound 97 before you get to Hawkins Road, but jammed each direction. In fact, coming out of Parole, you watch for those delays off of 50 just to go north on 97. Delays continue to the Wilson Bridge, to back near St. Barnabas Road, but nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like we're going to fall short of the 90-degree mark for today with a mix of clouds, sunshine, a slight chance for a scattered shower or two, particularly this afternoon. Our high near 85 with a breezy southeast wind. Partly cloudy tonight, late night showers or storms possible, low near 70. I'm meteorologist Todd Bork for Weather Channel WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 73 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL.
All right, so we talked about a lot of different things on this show, but one of them is Melania Trump. Occasionally we should bring up Melania. So we talk about Donald. So people are criticizing one of the people who dress Melania Trump, which is the fashion lines, Dolce & Gabbana. Since President Trump took office, brands have really been struggling to deal with customer blowback for all sorts of things related to the Trump administration. But they've responding to critics of their association with First Lady Melania Trump, Dolce & Gabbana has done something a little bit different. Instead of pulling away from Melania Trump, they decided that they were going to release a shirt that says hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana. They're like, okay, fine. You don't like the fact that we dress Melania? boycott us. Hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana. The privilege of purchasing one of these shirts. You ready for this, Mary? In order to protest and boycott Dolce & Gabbana by wearing their shirt, it'll cost you a cool $245 to buy this t-shirt.
This is the ultimate in knowing your audience, right? Because how many Occupy Wall Street people, how many Black Lives Matter people can afford a $245 shirt?
All of them. They're all the children of orthodontists rioting in the street.
Is that what it is?
Yes, come on. This is also because, you know, Melania wore a $51,000 Dolce & Gabbana coat to the G7 summit and is seen also in a $2,900 blazer in her official White House portrait. So in many ways, like, you know, she likes Dolce & Gabbana. She's been wearing it. And, of course, it seems that they're rather proud of it. And they're happy to have their brand on display on Melania's body.
Yeah, and Gabbana has, on his, Stefano Gabbana, has promoted the t-shirt and the larger campaign of, hey, we embrace dressing the First Lady because she's beautiful. That woman could make a bag look fantastic. And so they have, on his Instagram account, he has the hashtag fake news, hashtag real shirt. On his social media platform, he features hashtag boycott Dolce & Gabbana, hashtag with a laughing, crying face. So they're totally trolling the left, because that's what they do, is they boycott your brand. We're going to boycott you. I'm pretty sure they know that that's not a real threat.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit, and this is different. And remember how the other Trumps have dealt with this. Ivanka Trump had her products yanked by Nordstrom, and Macy's got rid of Trump's ties. But Dolce & Gabbana, standing up to the haters
today. I'm so buying you two of those t-shirts.
Please send them to me.
$8.50
now on WMAL.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Sometimes an idea is so great, it's timeless. Take the wheel, for example. Thousands of years old and the design is still as perfect as ever. At Kaiser Permanente, we have our own timeless idea that the best way to stay healthy is to not get sick in the first place. It's why we're number one in screenings for breast cancer and for controlling high blood pressure. By catching and managing conditions early, we have a better chance at a healthy future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Life isn't always fair. It's a lesson my mom taught me early on in life, and one that I've learned again and again. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. We all know people who've battled cancer. Some may have brought it on themselves, smoking, for example. Others seemed healthy, almost invincible, and it came as a complete surprise. Researchers at Johns Hopkins have determined overall 66% of the genetic mutations that develop into cancer are caused by simple random errors when cells replicate. Environmental factors contribute to 29% of mutations. Just 5% are inherited. So depending on how you look at it, this is either comforting or disheartening news. I say, though, do as much as you can to lower your risk of developing cancer. Eat right, exercise, and for God's sake, don't smoke. But if you do fall victim to a bad luck mutation, take some comfort in the fact you didn't do anything wrong. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. It provides protection from the sun's harmful rays and can keep your patio about 20 degrees cooler. Call 800-327-7779 now, and you can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 with your special $200 discount certificate. Call 800-327-7779 now for your discount certificate, and you'll also get a free awning idea kit. Call 800-327-7779. That's 800-327-7779.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is having our biggest Craftsman sale of the year, just in time for Father's Day. Now through Monday only, find over $600 in savings on our best Craftsman products throughout the store, including hand tools, power tools, tool chests, outdoor power equipment, and more. Hurry in now for the biggest Craftsman sale of the year, only at your local Ace. Sale ends Monday. Offers valid at participating stores and include instant savings for Ace Rewards members. See store for details.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here.
A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
I love being a bartender. I love waiting tables. But at the end of my shift, my feet were killing me. And then I saw the Good Feet store.
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Kristen enjoy their work again without their feet getting in the way.
I'd been in so much pain, and suddenly I'm completely pain-free. My name is Kristen, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 in Park.
Your yard has lots of potential, and Cub Cadet can help unlock it with the industry's strongest lineup of zero-turn riding mowers, available with four-wheel steering or lap bar control to deliver the Cub Cadet signature cut every time. This is Strongsville, where lawns come to life, and it all starts with your independent dealer, where right now, during Cub Cadet Days, exceptional financing offers are available. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take an award-winning zero-turn mower for a test drive today.
Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
It's 8:55. That means it's time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same. We still have a bit of a rush hour in the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's one of our late problems, the crash northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Do watch for police there as you come off of the freeway, each direction slowing. So just starting to see those delays backing up now again at the 11th Street Bridge and out of Virginia back near the Pentagon. So be ready for that. Also heading in through town, 12th Street at Independence Avenue for the accident activity under police direction. Maryland 97, boy, that has been a slow go for quite some time. The crash southbound 97 before Hopkins Road. Big delays as you come south 32 and northbound out of Parole as you come off of 50. So be prepared for that. Update is sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expect a mixed cloud sunshine for today. A slight chance for scattered shower or two, particularly for this afternoon. Our high near 85, that's seasonal for this time of year. Southeast wind 10 to 15. Partly cloudy tonight. Late night showered storms, a better bet. Low near 70. I'm Meteorologist Todd Bork for the Weather Channel, WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it's 76 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
You're terrific. I listen all day long.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
One Touch Ultra meter users. You asked, so we listened.
When it comes down to it, I really want a meter that helps me understand my results.
We hear you. That's why we created the One Touch Vario Flex meter with ColorSure technology that takes the guesswork out of your numbers by showing if results are in or out of range.
So, is it easy for me to upgrade?
All you have to do is stop in to talk to your CVS pharmacist.
Wow, that's perfect for me.
Upgrade to the One Touch Vario Flex meter today. And remember, One-Touch test strips are available for the lowest copay on the most health plans. Some health plans may have more than one test strip covered at the lowest copay.
Jacob DeGrom.
Right now, DeGrom untouchable.
There's a dozen reasons you can't write off the Mets. Anthony Rendon
drives in 10 runs today.
There's a performance they'll be writing about forever. A 12K job versus a career day.
catch everything.
Nationals, Mets. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
Ain't baseball great?
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
Hey, everybody. How would you like to update your home with new carpet, hardwood, or laminate? Richard Karn here with Christine Pallera for 50 Floor to tell everybody just how simple and easy it is to have 50 Floor replace your old flooring.
50 Floor makes getting new floors a breeze. Why drive all over town when 50 Floor will bring the showroom to you? They always bring a wide selection of the latest trends and fashions so you can make the right decision for your home in your lighting with your decor.
And the day of installation, well, let me tell you, it couldn't be easier. You don't have to lift a finger or any furniture for that matter. They're going to do it all for you. Move your furniture, take up and haul away your old floors, install the new floors, clean up and leave.
Plus, from now until the end of the month, you're going to save big with 50 Floors free installation sale. That's free installation on all carpet, hardwood, laminate, and vinyl.
50 Floor offers 12 months same as cash financing. Call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Mention promo code radio and you get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Details and licensure at 50floor.com.
And coming up on WMAL, of course, we will keep you updated on the status of Representative Scalise.
That's right.
And let you know what happens if there's any news there. Hopefully there will not. And also the never-ending investigation into President Trump. Never, ever, ever ending. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. What did you guys talk about today?
Yeah, there's really nothing. We struggled.
Just a couple of things. Maybe Katie Turr and her dad or her mom or whichever that thing is. Got to go. It's a fun story. And, of course, want to talk about the shooting of Congressman Scalise.